This is Casey Bell, host of the Shake Up Learning Show and a proud member of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to right now. The opinions expressed are those of each individual host. For more great podcasts, visit edupodcastnetwork.com and get ready because the learning begins in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Infuse Classroom Podcast. I'm Holly Clark, but today I'm joined by Jesse Lubinsky, and we're going to take you to our favorite places in Philadelphia so that if you're at ISTE 2019, you'll have places to go on your off hours. And if you're not at ISTE, I have a very special opportunity for you. You can join the beta of edspace.live, and by signing up, you're going to get to view all the videos we take throughout the convention center and through all the sessions and in the exhibitor hall, and I'm going to take special video of the favorite things I find so you can feel part of ISTE 2019 even if you're not there. And again, you can just go to edspace.live and sign up to be part of this beta. Pretty exciting. So I'm going to have Jesse join me, and we're going to tell you our favorite things in Philadelphia.
Welcome to the Infused Classroom Podcast, where each episode, Tanya Abrith and Holly Clark take you behind the scenes with leaders in education, give you insights into what's happening in classrooms around the globe, and showcase online platforms that are disrupting education.
We want to give you 10 things that you can do while you're in Philly. And I did one last year for Chicago, but I live on the West Coast, so I got my East Coast friend, Jesse, from Ready Learner One to come and help me out. And we're going to give you 10 places you can't miss. Jesse, why don't you start this?
Philly, food. What's the first thing you think?
I mean, everyone thinks Philly cheesesteak.
I mean, it's like a very personal thing, right? Cheesesteaks in Philadelphia. I think, like, people who are from there, really, it's each his own. I like Tony Luke's, but most people talk about Pat's and Gino's as being the two, and they're right near each other. And if you want to try Philly cheesesteaks, we actually have a cool thing going on here. So we have the Education Podcast Network cheesesteak.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, on Sunday, June 23rd at 6 p.m., so, Holly, you have the Infused Classroom Podcast. I'm one of the three co-hosts of the Partial Credit Podcast. We're both part of the EPN, the Education Podcast Network. There's going to be a ton of podcasters there meeting outside of Pat's at 6 p.m., and we want to meet, talk with the listeners. We'll both be there. Chris, the podfather, Nessie, our producer, and the man who runs the show at the EPN, he'll be there. He also co-hosts the House of EdTech and Podcast BD podcasts, talk some education, eat some cheesesteaks. We're going to start at Pat's, make our way over to Gino's. So that is a great place to get the full Philly cheesesteak experience. 6 p.m., Sunday, June 23rd.
Do you feel like dropping a mic right now?
Because it's almost like 10 things wrapped up in one.
I love cheesesteaks, but I'm going to tell you something that you might not know. I know you're an East Coaster and you're a New Yorker, but I hate to tell you this, the best pizza has been voted on, and it is in Philly, and it's at Pizzeria Badia. It might be a 2-hour wait, but I say the longer the wait, the better the food. So you're going to find me in that line. And actually, if you're in that line and you see me, can you please let me cut? Because we're giving you guys all of this insider info, and I don't want the lines to be twice as long.
At least we can get, right? So we'll give you the scoop. You just got to hook us up if we wind up coming in there, and now the lines are long because we gave out all the good tips. And it just so happens that the conference center is located across the street from the Reading Terminal. Reading, not reading, but spelled reading. And it's a famous food hall, basically. And there's a lot of great stuff there. So actually, the roast pork sandwich at the Nick's won the Travel Channel's Best Sandwich in America. That was a few years ago, right? Apple dumplings at the Dutch Eating Place. Last time I was there, I had this Philadelphia soft pretzel at Miller's Twist. The Amish make those pretzels. I mean, Pennsylvania Dutch. It's the way to go. Even great Chinese food there. The Sankey Peking Duck House, which was voted best in Philly, and they have roast duck and roast pork platters there. So you name it, from savory to sweets, you know, whoopie pies, donuts, you can get it all there. The one thing I'll say, though, is if you're planning to go to your session and you're like, you know what, I have 30 minutes. Let me just run across and grab something, grab a quick lunch and get back in there. During peak hours, not the best call. Lines are really long. So you want to either hit it at the off hours or, you know, just make sure you have a decent chunk of time during the event to basically get over there to get something to eat. And we just, so I know we talked about the cheesesteak challenge. Turns out we have another opportunity. Same day, Sunday, June 23rd at 3 p.m., there will be an Elevate EDU meetup at DeNick's. So meet us there, Holly and I, and some of our friends.
Shelton, Tammy right? Everett, all kinds of people.
Sandwich, and we can chow down before we go get some cheesesteaks. So that is Sunday, June 23rd at 3 p.m. at the Reading Terminal outside DeNick's.
You want to know where I'm going to go after?
Well, you're coming with us for cheesesteaks.
I will, but after that, I'm going to have my belly full, and I'm going to be able to do this with a lot better results because I will have a full tummy. I'm going to a rooftop bar because that's what I do every ISTE. And I look for them and I search them out. And I've been to Philly 4 times. So my fave is Balcony Bar. Again, save me a seat so that when I walk in, I will have a seat and they might be like, there's a line. I'll be like, no, but there's 4 people here with a seat for me. Please save me a seat. And if you are not at Balcony Bar, you can go to Kozara in University City, which is, and I love this because I'm a big fan of Japan. It's an rooftop bar, Izisaka. So if you don't know what an Izisaka is, it is like a social eating. Like you eat together and you drink beers and you have fun. So you're going to find me there having some sake and doing some sake bombs. Or I don't know. I'm not a big drinker. I'm making myself be a big drinker. I just like a good view. I'm like a view girl.
That's right.
I like to socialize. But Jesse, you are the person who loves food more than anyone I know, and you are committed to Top Chefs. Is there a Top Chef in Philly?
So my next thing is not a place. It's a guy. And it's Chef Michael Solomonov. And just in the news this week, his restaurant Zahav, which is an Israeli Mediterranean place in Philadelphia, won the 2019 Outstanding Restaurant James Beard Award, which basically is like the best restaurant in the country. I will say that right after that announcement was made, I did go out to Open Table to try to grab a reservation for ISTE with not so much luck. So I'm still going to be trying between now and then to try to get there. Supposedly the lamb shoulders off the chain, but you know what? There's still, he is like the guy in Philly, so he has other spots. If you can't get to Zahav, you could try Abe Fisher, which is almost like a Jewish cuisine spot. Do you know what an egg cream is?
I do.
Okay, so listen to this. On the menu, they have it bacon and egg cream with maple custard and chocolate foam. So I am down for that. If you like an egg cream, that just sounds like bananas, right?
Yeah.
But your best bet may be to try Federal Donuts. So Federal Donuts is actually a chain, but it's this chef's chain. As the name implies, it's a donut spot, but it's more than just donuts. So while they have like their regular donuts and they have their fancy donuts, like the strawberry rhubarb and the lemon bar cheesecake, they're also famous for their fried chicken. And what I love about it is they do both dry and wet rub fried chickens. And one of my favorite flavor combinations is coconut curry, and they do that as a dry rub on the chicken, and they serve it with fries that are coated with za'atar.
No.
So go for the donuts and the chicken. You can't miss. I've had these donuts before. Definitely worth the visit. And plus, you got to get some chicken on that donut, right? One of my favorite spots that I went to last time was the Old City. It's a cool spot for doing photo op. It's also where the Independence Hall, Liberty Bell, Betsy Ross's house, all there. And once I've, you know, worked up a sweat from all that walking, there's more eating to do, right? So there's Fork, which is a cool brunch spot. The last time I was there, I went to Han Dynasty, which is, I had the Dan Dan noodles and my waiter looked like Wolverine. Hopefully he's still there. So good, right? So lots of good food in the Old City.
I have a fave, and I'm really, really apprehensive about telling people about this because it's my fave.
Have an Open Table reservation locked in.
Yeah, so we're good. We're good. We're going already. But Makhani is an Indian restaurant there that has like the spice and the yummy northern Indian food, and it is so good. And so we've made a reservation, so we feel safe telling you that you can go too. And last I checked, there were some reservations open, so get on Open Table and grab those. But I feel like if you're going to go to Philly, I feel like we might be forgetting something, and I have to think. I want to, like, put on my... Can you think of anything?
Wait. What?
Oh!
So if you're in Philadelphia and you don't make your way down to the Rocky Stairs to run the stairs, pump the fists, get the photo taken with the Rocky statue at the bottom, right? You have to do that. That is a huge thing. Beautiful walk past all the museums. You can go check those out. I mean, you have to do that while you're in Philadelphia.
So those are things you can do in Philadelphia to have a fun, infused ISTE experience. And hopefully we're going to see you at both Reading Terminal at 3 o'clock, and then again for the Philly Cheesesteak Challenge. If it's a challenge, I'll be winning it, so come just to lose.
Sunday, June 23rd. We are super excited to see you there.
Okay, bye everyone.
The Infused Classroom Podcast, where each episode, Tanya Abrith and Holly Clark take you behind the scenes with leaders in education, give you insights into what's happening in classrooms around the globe, and showcase online platforms that are disrupting education.